USA News Update. The Biden administration said Wednesday it will be releasing doses of prescription flu medicine from the strategic national stockpile to states as flu-sicken patients continue to flock to hospitals and doctor's offices around the country. This year's flu season has hit hard and early. Some people are even noticing bare shelves at pharmacies and grocery stores where they make a run for over-the-counter medicines as cases have spiked. The Center for Disease Controls and Prevention estimates that the flu has resulted in 150,000 hospitalizations and 9,300 deaths so far this season. Since her loss in the Arizona governor's race, Republican Carrie Lake has claimed the election was stolen and promised bombshells showing she was the rightful winner. But on the first day of trial in her election challenge Wednesday, her lawyers allege small bore problems that didn't appear to show the widespread intentional misconduct she would need to prove. I'm Lou Flores, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.